Hello, this is Janice Schweizer with the Pantograph for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. We're going to begin with the news and brief for local things, and we have Uptown Circle to close Tuesday. Uptown Circle will be closed between West and East Beaufort Streets, starting at 7 a.m. Tuesday, December 2nd, this morning. The closure is for a new exhibit installation at the Children's Discovery Museum at 101 East Beaufort Street in Normal. The museum is placing a model tractor in the agricultural exhibit on the second floor. A window will be removed from the second floor so the tractor can be placed into the exhibit space on Tuesday. The new exhibit, titled From the Farm to a Healthy Me, is 5,786 square feet, more than doubles the museum's existing agricultural exhibit, which opened in 2006, according to a news release from the town of Normal. Drivers are urged to be cautious while traveling through the area. The closure is expected to be completed by 3 p.m. today, weather permitting. Next, the Illinois Soybean Association will host a free event from 9 a.m. to noon on Thursday, December 11th. The event, titled, quote, Talk Dirt to Me, Soil Test Interpretation for Profitable Management, close quote, will take place at the association office located at 1108 Trinity Lane in Bloomington. Lunch will be served. Guests who are concerned about high input prices are invited to bring their soil tests and join ISA for this hands-on workshop on how to read and interpret results, make more informed management decisions, and improve returns on investments, according to a news release from the association. Speakers will be Tim Smith from CropSmith, Inc. on History of Soil Testing, John Jones from University of Illinois on Decoding Soil Test Interpretations to Guide Soil and Fertilizer Nutrient Use, and Marcos Lohmann from Brandt on Why Planting Date Changes the Link Between Soil Test and Soybean Yield. Registration can be completed in advance online. The last supermoon of the year will shine soon in December skies. The moon's orbit around the Earth isn't a perfect circle, so it gets nearer and farther as it swings around. When a full moon is closer to Earth in its orbit, a so-called supermoon happens. It makes the moon look up to 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the faintest moon of the year, according to NASA. Supermoons happen a few times a year in clusters, taking advantage of the sweet spot in the moon's elliptical orbit, and Thursday night's event is the last of three in a row in 2025. The supermoon can be glimpsed in clear night skies without any special equipment, but it can be tough to discern the subtle change with the naked eye. Whether a supermoon or not, the moon also appears bigger when it's close to the horizon because of what's called the moon illusion. It's a strange visual trick that experts can't yet explain. When you have a supermoon, that effect is just slightly more striking, said astronomer William Alston with the University of Hertfordshire. Tides could be slightly higher during a supermoon because the moon is closer to Earth, but again, the difference isn't very noticeable. Now, from the front page, we have Tuesday, a day to donate kindly. Since it started as a hashtag in 2012, Giving Tuesday, the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, has become one of the biggest fundraising days of the year for nonprofits in the United States. This year, nonprofits faced uncertainty about how donors may respond to a range of changing factors. High prices could affect how much small-dollar donors give this year or how many charities they will support. But President Donald Trump's tax and spending legislation, which passed in July, also included a new charitable deduction of up to $1,000 for individuals and $2,000 for married couples for the majority of tax filers. That could incentivize households to give. For larger donors, a strong stock market usually indicates they will give generously. These major donors also make up an increasingly important share of overall charitable donations and are more likely to give than less economically well-off households, according to a study from the Indiana University Lilly Family School of Philanthropy in partnership with the Bank of America. Nonprofits also let potential supporters know about a range of new challenges this year, with many human service organizations seeing higher demand while facing cuts to government grants, especially last month's freeze of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or the SNAP, benefits. Many charities highlighted programs that will match or multiply donations, even up to a factor of 5 at some nonprofits, to showcase increased effect. Altogether, that sets up Giving Tuesday, which falls on Tuesday, to be a high-stakes fundraising day for U.S. nonprofits. The hashtag Giving Tuesday started as a project of the 92nd Street Y in New York in 2012 and became an independent organization in 2020. It's grown into a worldwide network of local organizations that promote giving in their communities, often on different dates that have local relevance, like holidays. Today, Giving Tuesday, the nonprofit, also convenes researchers working on topics about everyday giving. It also collects data from a wide range of sources like payment processors, crowdfunding sites, employee giving software, and institutions that offer donor-advised funds, a kind of charitable giving account. The hashtag was started to promote generosity, and the nonprofit continues to promote giving in the broadest sense. For nonprofits, the point of Giving Tuesday is to raise money and engage their supporters. Many will be familiar with the barrage of email and mail appeals that coincide on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. Essentially, all major American nonprofits will organize fundraising campaigns, and many smaller local groups also participate. Nonprofits don't have to be affiliated in any way with Giving Tuesday, the organization, to run a fundraising campaign. They can just do it through Giving Tuesday, though Giving Tuesday does provide graphics and advice. In that way, it remains a grassroots effort with groups and donors participating however they like. There is essentially no wrong way to choose what nonprofit or cause to give to, volunteer with, or champion. Aisha Curran, CEO of the nonprofit Giving Tuesday, suggests looking at what your friends, relatives, or connections have supported and consider matching that gift. That means giving the same amount to the nonprofit. It's like a double act of generosity, Curran said. You're giving to the cause, and you're also saying, I really care about what you care about. You could consider giving to organizations based on your community, whose effects will be felt locally. You could also choose to support a nonprofit that works on a cause you have personal connections to. There are also many organizations that rate nonprofits or offer analysis about which organizations are most effective, though you will see a range of opinions on what it means to be effective. Many nonprofits appreciate donors committing to give smaller gifts each month rather than one lump sum at the end of the year. Those regular donations help them plan ahead. You can also consider giving directly to people on crowdfunding sites or through mutual aid networks, which are often small, informal groups that organize to meet local needs. It depends on how success is measured, but certainly it has grown far beyond the initial effort to promote giving on social media. The day has become an enduring and well-known event that seeks to center charitable giving, volunteering, and civic participation in the United States and around the world. For years, Giving Tuesday has been a major focus of fundraising for nonprofits, with many seeking to organize matching donations from major donors and to leverage their networks of supporters to contribute. It is the beginning of the end-of-the-year fundraising rush as nonprofits seek to reach their budget targets for the following year. Donations on Giving Tuesday in 2024 reached $3.6 billion, an increase from the previous 2 years. Also on the front page, we have Be Careful to Book Travel by Cora Lewis. Chain stores have Black Friday. Online marketplaces have Cyber Monday. For local businesses, it's Small Business Saturday. In the past 20 years, more segments of the retail industry vied for their own piece of the holiday shopping season. The travel trade firmly joined the trend with its own post-Thanksgiving sales push, Travel Tuesday. On the same day as the nonprofit world's Giving Tuesday, airlines, hotels, cruise ship companies, travel booking platforms, and tour operators get in on the annual spirit to spend by promoting one-day deals. Consumer advocates say there are legitimate savings to be had, but also chances to be misled by marketing that conveys a false sense of urgency. People see 40% off and assume it's a once-in-a-lifetime steal without recognizing that the underlying price may have been inflated or that the same itinerary was cheaper last month, said Sally French, a travel expert at personal finance site NerdWallet. She and other seasoned travelers advise consumers to do research in advance and to pay especially close attention to the fine print attached to Travel Tuesday offers. People hoping to score last-minute deals for Christmas or New Year's should double-check for blackout dates or other restrictions, recommended Lindsay Schwimmer, a consumer expert for the online travel site Hopper. It's also wise to keep an eye out for non-refundable fares, resort fees, double occupancy requirements, or upgrade conditions that may be hidden within advertised discounts, French said. Shoppers should be wary of travel packages with extra transportation options or add-on offers. Instead of lowering fares or room rates, some companies use statement credits, extra points, included amenities, and bundled extras as a way to tempt potential customers. Many travel brands want to keep sticker prices high to maintain an aura of luxury, but they still need to fill planes, ships, and hotel rooms, French said. Add-on perks are their workaround. Consumers who are prepared rather than impulsive and on the lookout for the upsell are in a much better position to identify authentic bargains, consumer experts stressed. Knowing what a specific trip would typically cost and comparison shopping can help expose offers based on inflated underlying costs and whether the same itinerary might be cheaper at another time. Compare prices, check your calendar, and make sure the trip you're booking is something you genuinely want, not something you bought because a countdown timer pressured you. What gets glossed over is that the best deal might not be booking anything at all if it doesn't align with your plans. Travel Tuesday came about based on industry trends. In 2017, Hopper analyzed historical pricing data and found that in each of the 9 previous years, the biggest day for post-Thanksgiving travel discounts was the day after Cyber Monday. The site named the day Travel Tuesday. Since then, the number of Travel Tuesday offers and the number of travelers looking for them has expanded. Nearly 3 times as many trips were planned on Travel Tuesday last year compared to Black Friday, Schwimmer said. We continue to see growth in the day year over year as more travel brands and categories offer deals. The event's origin story is in line with the National Retail Federation coining Cyber Monday in 2005 as a response to the emerging e-commerce era. American Express came up with Small Business Saturday in 2010 to direct buyers and their dollars to smaller retailers, credit card fees and all. A report by the consulting firm McKinsey & Company last year noted that November and December tend to be slow months for travel bookings, making Travel Tuesday a marketing moment that could help boost revenue. Hotel, cruise, and airline bookings by U.S. travelers increased significantly on Travel Tuesday in 2023 compared with the 2 weeks before and after the day, the report's authors wrote, citing data provided by the travel marketing platform Sojourn. While Travel Tuesday so far was mostly confined to the U.S. and Canada, European travel companies can anticipate the possibility that Travel Tuesday will become a growing phenomenon in their region, given that other shopping days such as Black Friday and Cyber Monday have spread beyond North America. Vivek Panja, lead insights analyst for Adobe Analytics, which tracks online spending, said consumers have more tools than ever this holiday season to help them determine if the deals hold up to scrutiny. Social journeys, influencers providing promo codes and values, and generative AI platforms, taking all that in, the prices, the social conversation, the reviews, and giving guidance to the consumer, that's a very different dynamic kind of journey consumers are taking than they have in previous seasons. He and French emphasized that prices change based on multiple factors, and the winter holidays are not the only major promotional period of the year. We now have dozens of consumer spending holidays, French said. Amazon alone keeps adding new versions of Prime Day. So if you don't buy on Travel Tuesday, you have not missed your moment. On Tuesdays, we have the Veterans Corner, where we have veterans of McLean County are sought by County Clerk Kathy Michael to be enlisted, not drafted, to serve as election judges in the March 17th primary election and the November 3rd general election, or the midterms. Because of early voting, the actual election dates are only part of the available work opportunities. Early voting runs from February 5th to Election Day. Serving the full day on the election date will pay $220. Early voting and field assistant work offers $16.05 per hour. Field assistants are also paid mileage. This opportunity includes election judge service at every polling place in McLean County. Election judge training will be available online, and you can train at your own pace. In-person training sessions are also available. It's time to saddle up once again to serve our country. For more information, call 309-888-4035. The VA has found that persistent, incapacitating headaches are common after a mild traumatic brain injury and can lead to profound problems in a veteran's daily life. VA researchers have found that 10 sessions of magnetic brain stimulation can significantly reduce these headaches and improve brain function, such as memory and attention. VA research studies found that veterans suffering from TBI-related headaches can get some relief. These findings suggest that magnetic stimulus treatment could both prevent post-traumatic headaches and improve cognitive impairment. Visit research.va.gov/in_brief.cfm for more on this research and other current research by the VA. VA researchers have found veterans are 40% more likely to complete evidence-based treatments for PTSD when they are also involved in VA whole health programs, such as health and wellness coaching and wellness groups, or VA complementary and integrative health therapies. The VA researchers reviewed more than 100,000 records for veterans with PTSD who began an evidence-based treatment between 2018 and 2022. While 66% of those veterans did not complete the minimum 8 treatment sessions needed to benefit fully, those who received the supplemental services were more likely to stay in evidence-based PTSD therapy for longer periods and were more likely to receive therapeutic benefits. You can Google Journal of Traumatic Stress, October 24, 2025, for more details. VA geriatric research education and clinical center researchers found behavioral therapy worked just as well as medication to improve overactive bladder symptoms in patients with Parkinson's disease. The participants in the therapy group did not experience falls or dry mouth at the same rate as those taking medications. Overactive bladder and incontinence are common in people with Parkinson's disease and are often factors in loss of independence, but the drugs used to treat these conditions can increase the risk of falling. The study compared treatment and results of two groups, one receiving medication and the other receiving behavioral therapy, such as pelvic floor muscle exercises and urge suppression strategies. Both groups had similar bladder symptom improvement after 12 weeks of treatment, but the results suggest behavioral therapy is effective at reducing bladder symptoms in elderly patients with Parkinson's disease while avoiding the detrimental side effects of medication. This study was reported in the JAMA Neurology in July. And on the quote of the day, we have America for most of her 249 years has faced division, rancor, distrust, ideological and political contempt, and even went so far as to fight a civil war because of cultural differences, economic priorities, and human respect. The current ideological, political, and cultural differences are still bones of contention that we see and must deal with daily. The most dangerous of today's divisions pale in comparison to what the nation has had to deal with in the past. The difference today is exacerbated by an unwillingness to even have a meaningful dialogue between the disagreeing parties. Wake up, political leaders. All is not lost and unrecoverable. As statesmen, review the following words from a man who risked all and who died for what he believed America was and could be again. A brightening star to be an inspiration to all peace-loving people everywhere. And Abraham Lincoln said, "We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory will swell when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature." Also on the front page, we have "Fewer People Addicted to Cannabis Seek Help" by Laura Ungar with the AP. This is a special report. Megan Feller smoked pot several times a day and couldn't eat, sleep, or function without it. But at the time, she didn't see the need to reach out for help. "I didn't think cannabis was a big deal," the 24-year-old said. "It was really socially accepted." This attitude is common. As more states legalized marijuana, use became more normalized and products became more potent. Yet, fewer of those who are addicted seek help for it. Pot use among young adults soared in recent years, according to a federally supported survey. Daily use even outpaced daily drinking, with nearly 18 million Americans reporting in 2022 that they had used marijuana every day or nearly every day, up from less than 1 million 3 decades earlier. Studies show a corresponding increase in cannabis use disorder when people crave marijuana and spend lots of time using it, even though it causes problems at home, school, work, or in relationships. Researchers estimate the condition affects about 3 in 10 pot users and can be mild, moderate, or severe. It's an addiction, despite the common misconception that addiction is not possible with marijuana, said Dr. Smita Das, an addiction psychiatrist at Stanford University. Meanwhile, the drug's widespread acceptance fueled a stigma about seeking treatment, said Dr. Jennifer Exo of the Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation in Minnesota. "There's this pervasive belief that you can't become addicted and it can't actually be a problem," she said. "It has to do with this myth that cannabis is safe, natural, and benign." While pot isn't as harmful as harder drugs, frequent or heavy use is linked to problems with learning, memory, and attention, as well as chronic nausea, vomiting, and lung problems among those who smoke it. Some evidence also linked it to earlier onset of psychosis in people with genetic risk factors for psychotic disorders like schizophrenia. In the 1960s, most pot that people smoked contained less than 5% THC, the ingredient that causes a high. Today, the THC potency in cannabis flower and concentrates sold in dispensaries can reach 40% or more, the National Institute on Drug Abuse says. Teens often vape potent marijuana concentrates, XO said, rather than eating brownies made with cannabis flower or taking a hit from a bong. Pot is also increasingly available. Though it's still a federal crime to possess it, 24 states allow recreational use by adults, and 40 allow medical use as of late June, the National Conference of State Legislatures said. Dispensaries abound and more people are able to keep pot at home. Research links the legalization of recreational marijuana with rising emergency room visits for, quote, acute cannabis intoxication, in which patients may experience a rapid heartbeat or feel dizzy, confused, or paranoid. A study last year focused on Michigan found legalization was associated with an immediate increase in the rate of ER visits for this condition among people of all ages, especially middle-aged adults. Das said increased access to cannabis, along with a growing number of cannabis products with higher potency, all contribute to rising ER visits. Edibles, such as gummies, can pose a particular problem because they take a little while to kick in. So people may keep taking more because they don't yet feel the drug's effects. Then suddenly they're suffering from cannabis toxicity, she said. Feller first tried pot at 16 and quickly went from smoking the plant to using vape cartridges that were easy to hide in her pocket. Soon she could barely get by without it. I would wake up every morning for years, and until I smoked weed, I would throw up, she said. Instead of trying to get high, she used it to make these other symptoms go away. Feller was also drinking a lot, and her parents sent her to a treatment center when she was about 18. It didn't help because she wasn't ready to get well. After her mother died, her substance abuse worsened. At 22, Feller entered Hazelden on her own and has been sober from marijuana for almost a year. I'm so much happier now. I don't feel shackled to a substance. Such treatment is often overlooked, said Brian Graves, a researcher at Florida Atlantic University. He and his colleagues published a study this year showing that the share of people who got treatment for cannabis use disorder from their nationally representative sample dropped from 19% in 2003 to 13% in 2019. An earlier study also found a marked decline and pointed to reasons that include expanding cannabis legislation and more tolerant attitudes. Experts said people need to be educated that pot, like alcohol, can be misused and can cause real harm. Another important piece is helping people understand the risk before they start, and then to feel safe enough to say, hey, I need help managing this. And with that, we conclude the reading of part one of the Pantograph for Tuesday, December 2nd, 2025. I'm Janice Schweizer, and I will return shortly with part two.